Message number 844. You cannot follow me truly without bearing the pain of the cross. Wednesday, July 17, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, how the prayers of all my beloved followers lift me at this time. I am in their hearts and their souls are favored. I must ask them to suffer the ridicule they will face for following my path and for my cross which they bear, for in time they will understand why this must be so. You cannot follow me truly without bearing the pain of the cross. When you love me, a light is present within your soul. This pure light is like a magnet, as it attracts the worst in other people. Well-meaning souls are often attacked by the spirit of evil to inflict hurt upon anyone who follows the truth of my teachings. When you declare the truth of God, you will be hated by those who do not love God. When you follow me, even in silence, you endure the same pain. This pain is caused by those, usually those you are fond of and respect, to attack you because you love me and are loyal to my teachings. The time has come for you to go out and speak of my messages. Priests, however, will find this difficult, as they must remain obedient to their superiors. Many in my church will be frightened to bear witness to my messages, but this does not mean that they cannot defend the truth of my holy word. The word given to my apostles lives on, although many try to kill it. You will notice how little I am revered in public, hardly ever. My teachings no longer play an important role in your society. You must insist, whatever Christian church you belong to, that my servants do not forget to mention my name when referring to good, for good cannot come from a stone. Good can only come from God. Your Jesus.